This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live and raspy from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I come to you tonight with the busy throat. For that, I humbly apologize, but we will try to get, we'll go as far as we can go. Joining me this evening to kick it off tonight is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire. I'm not supposed to do that unless you're a lawyer, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, yeah. You're Esquire from here on out. I'm making you the law. The
you're
law.
You're misrepresenting me. Excuse me. I'm a little raspy myself over here.
Is it? What is it that, I don't know. Anyway. You guys have been busy, so I'll let you pick it up from wherever you want, because there's nowhere it's your landscape has been looking like a landmine here lately with all the stuff you got going on.
Well, the biggest story, of course, in the last few days has been the Virginia Beach situation and the shooting that happened there. A municipal employee, an engineer, walked into a municipal building and murdered 12 people and then got into a firefight with four police officers who shot and killed him. It's since been reported that he used two 45 caliber handguns, used at least one suppressor. They're not clear on the suppressor. They're not releasing a lot of information as to how he got it. I read one media report saying that because the IRS, that there's a tax situation, I guess, because you have to buy a tax stamp, they weren't sure what sort of information they could release. None of that makes sense to me. The guy's dead. This is an extremely highly regulated item. They should know almost instantly whether he bought it legally or not and be able to release that information. But they haven't done it yet. Right. So we don't know whether he built this thing himself, whether he got it through some illegal means, or whether he went through all the proper channels and bought it the way you're supposed to. And this, of course, raises a couple of issues. President Trump was leaving the White House the other day on his way to the UK. He was asked on his way out what he heard about the shooting and about the fact that the shooter had used a suppressor. And he said, "I don't like them. I don't like them at all." You know, if there's one thing we've learned about President Trump in the 2.5 years or so he's been in office, pay attention to what he does, not to what he says.
Right.
Because he says all kinds of things, and he tweets all kinds of things for effect, because of the top of his head, whatever. But gun owners can be excused for being a little shy based on the experience with the Las Vegas shooting and bump fire stocks. Now, of course, the difference was bump fire stocks had been approved by the ATF. They were perfectly legal. They're an over-the-counter sale type item. And he basically commanded the ATF to reconsider that decision and regulate them like machine guns, basically consider them machine guns, which is insane, wrong, against the law, being adjudicated. We all hope that that's overturned at some point. So when he makes a disparaging remark about suppressors, people worry about what might be down the road for suppressors. Now, again, they're highly regulated. If your audience doesn't know what it takes to buy a suppressor, there's a lot of paperwork you have to fill out. You have to get fingerprints done. You have to, in most cases, get your chief law enforcement officer sign off to purchase one, and you have to pay a $200 tax stamp to the ATF. And then you have to wait anywhere from 7 to 11 months, roughly, depending on how far behind the ATF is running. So it's not easy to buy a suppressor. You have to really want to do it. The question is, what, if anything, could the president want to do to make it more difficult to buy a suppressor or to access a suppressor? I suppose he could propose a bill to Congress to outlaw them for civilian use. I don't think that'll ever happen. That's very extreme. Right now, if you have a firearm trust, you don't have to get the chief law enforcement officer sign off. You can avoid that. He might have the ATF wave its magic wand again and change that and require Clio sign off on that. That would make things a little more inconvenient. But there's not much he could really do that I can think of, at least anyway.
Well, I mean, it's essentially a banned item, cumbersome. Right?
Right. It's a very difficult to acquire item. You have to really want one.
So is he going to, I mean, I guess the only thing he could impose upon it would be double secret probation banning or something like that?
Maybe. I have a feeling that was all just an off-the-cuff remark, and he's probably not going to do anything about it. But again, people are gun-shy, no pun intended. After the bump stock situation. So there's that.
Well, I wasn't laughing about your oratory. I was just listening to you struggle with your voice. You can't hear me struggling with mine because I just turned myself down. I got it that way. So I was laughing about how much fun we're having here.
If I cough, you'll have to excuse me. And then the latest news. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, we got about a minute and 45 seconds. So, so this guy, we don't know if this was a tax stamped suppressor, right? We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
He wasn't, were his 45s, were they all single stacks?
Again, I haven't seen any information on what specific firearms he used.
Right.
I did see reports that he used "quote unquote" extended magazine. I don't know if that means a 1911 with extended magazines. I don't know if that means a Glock 21 with extended magazines. I don't. I'm just speculating. Nobody knows because again, they have not released that information yet.
Right. So basically, though, this guy, from what we do know about him, he was not a renegade. He was not a desperado or anything. He was a guy with an axe to grind where he worked.
Yeah, I think conflicting reports as to whether he was still an employee. He is apparently, I've seen one report said he had resigned that day. There was some trouble. He was in some difficulty there over some workplace incident, and he either was about to have some sort of disciplinary action or he had quit in advance of that. And yeah, it was basically the proverbial disgruntled employee.
Yeah. All right. Well, at least we have some idea as to the motive. Unlike Las Vegas. But anyway, we're coming up on the break. Dan is the editor-in-chief at The Truth About Guns, the most prolific website on the web right now for gun-related information, no matter what it is. You're looking for editorials, he's got them. You're looking for gun gear reviews, he's got them. You're looking for what everybody's carrying, he carries that. So check him out, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation Line, and the Home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman, as we both are, you know, I don't know. You're in Austin, Texas, yeah?
I am.
Yeah, so that's about, I don't know, that's about 2,000 miles away, and yet we have the same issue today with the voices and what are the odds? Anyway.
Just lucky. So,
yeah, I guess. So your next topic, sir, what else is catching you by you know, you're like, hey.
Well, we were talking about the Virginia shooting, and there's a follow-on to that. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam wiped the shoe polish off his face long enough to make a public appearance and got came out and decided to call the Virginia legislature into special session to consider a huge package of gun control measures in the wake of the Virginia Beach shooting. He is not letting a crisis go to waste. He said he wants votes and laws, not thoughts and prayers. And he said if this whole dog and pony show saves just one life, it will be worth it. And he's got an extensive list of wish list on his gun control agenda. He wants to ban the sale of suppressors in the state. He wants a magazine capacity limit. He wants to make it even illegaler to carry firearms in some government buildings. He wants universal background checks. He wants a one gun a month purchase limit. He wants a red flag law. He wants an assault weapons ban, never mind that the shooter used handguns. He wants to ban bump stocks in the state, never mind that.
It's already been done.
President Trump's pretty much already handled that for him. A couple other minor issues, things he's thrown out there too. It's a nakedly political move. It's pretty much a no proposition or a no loss proposition for him,
right?
Because he gets to drag the both houses of legislature back, both of which are narrowly controlled by Republicans. And he can mow them in the press and say, here, this is what I want to do. We need to do something about gun violence. And they'll either grow a spine and not do anything, because not a darn thing that they're going to do would have done anything to stop this guy. They're going to cave and enact one, two, who knows how many of these common sense gun control measures and make him happy and make all the moms in red shirts happy and let Shannon Watts declare victory. It also takes some attention away from the governor's checkered past of either wearing, nobody's sure whether he was wearing actually blackface or a Klan hood, one or the other, but I'm not sure that really matters, but he'll get to, you know, look like a real hero.
You know, what do you think the chance of that passing in Virginia is with that legislature?
I'm thinking some of that will pass, but probably enact a red flag law. That seems to be one that lots of Republicans can convince themselves to get on board with.
Mm.
No matter the violation of due process that these things usually entail. They might do a magazine capacity limit. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I doubt they'll do an assault weapons ban, maybe a one gun a month thing. I don't know. There's no way to know. I don't follow Virginia politics closely enough to know. I do know that this is an election year. It's not 2020. November 2019 is when every house in the legislature is up for a vote. And I'm sure that fact went into his political calculus when he decided to do this.
Well, I mean, the one gun a month thing wouldn't have done anything. Now, it's the reason the magazine capacity thing is, I want to know what kind of gun it was, is if he used extended magazines on a single stack 45, it was still only 10 rounds.
probably.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sounds like a lot of this stuff, he just pulled up the old Wayback Machine and looked at everything that Nancy Pelosi wanted.
And, yeah, I think he basically surveyed the Moms Demand Action side or the Gifford side and looked at every single gun control wish list item any of them had and threw it all in there, just throwing it all up against the wall and see what sticks. And any one of them that may be enacted, he's going to consider a victory. And then if they fail to, say, ban assault weapons, quote unquote, or limit magazine capacity, he can also then criticize them for that, saying, you know, how could they fail to act on this? You know, when we've got 12 dead bodies in Virginia Beach.
Was what was the status of this building you went to? Was it gun-free zone?
I believe it was. My understanding is that it was. This person had access to the building because he was an employee in that building. I believe it was a card access situation, but I'm not positive. Either way, he had a right to be there. I'm sure it was as an employee there. I'm sure employees are not allowed to carry on the job. That's very rare for any city job.
This was not a courthouse. This was just some sort of an administrative building?
Yes, it was just an office building administrated various city services there, one of which is he was an engineer, I think, in their water department, I believe.
Yeah.
So public works of some sort.
And he is deceased, so we'll never be able to say, hey, did you go there because it was a gun-free zone? But I would imagine that probably didn't hurt.
I'm sure it didn't hurt. But I'm sure that it didn't matter. It sounds like he had an axe to grind with the people in that office, and he was going to go in one way or the other and do what he did. It's funny how these laws don't tend to dissuade people like that.
No. Right, it is into the next break. Now, if you went to thetruthaboutguns.com, this would be old hat to you. You would have already read this. Because when he puts up something that is breaking news, well, it's breaking news. I mean, it just literally broke. You're beating everybody to the punch. I'm very impressed with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says it's pretty likely that he will impose new tariffs on Mexico, accusing the country of failing to stop the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America.
We are going to see if we can do something, but I think it's more likely that the tariffs go on, and we'll probably be talking during the time that the tariffs are on and they're going to be paid.
President Trump and the First Lady are now hosting a formal dinner for Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. The Trumps are staying at the Winfield House during their stay in London, the official residence of the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain. Today marks 100 years since the U.S. Senate passed the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, which gives women the right to vote. Republican Senator from Maine Susan Collins on what that means.
The long overdue right to be full citizens in this country, the right to vote.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check him out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. Let's move on from Ralphie. Those politicians, they're just a bunch of rascals, aren't they? Let's move on, and what else is perking you up there?
Well, we had another breaking little bit of news later this afternoon. We got word that Scott Peterson had been arrested. Scott Peterson was the armed school resource officer at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland a year and a half ago, or almost a year and a half ago now, when a student walked in with an AR and opened fire. He was outside the building driving around in a golf cart, and he stayed outside the building. Stood there, and he listened to gunfire and the sounds of screams while 17 people inside were murdered. He was named and shamed, and he was fired by the former sheriff and chief clown of the Broward County Sheriff's, Scott Israel. For that, and he has since been sued. At least one of those has been dismissed. There's another one pending. But today he was arrested by the Broward County Sheriff's Department, and he has been charged with 7 counts of neglect of a child, 3 counts of culpable negligence, and 1 count of perjury. this is all pretty interesting because the Supreme Court has ruled in the past that police officers are not required to assist civilians. They have no duty to protect someone who is in need. That was the basis on which some of these civil suits that have already been filed were dismissed against Israel.
Let me ask a question on this one, though, and this is just your opinion. Is the basis behind this this arrest and everything, is you think that's going to be, well, that's why you were there, was to defend those kids. You were not acting as a police officer. This isn't what, like you were out on patrol and you rode up on the scene after it all started. You were there for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was technically on duty. He was in uniform. I think the Broward County Sheriff's Office had some sort of formal arrangement with the Broward School District to provide these armed resource officers. So I that's a fine legal point that I'm sure somebody's going to try to argue in order to pierce the veil of protection that police officers already have under the existing Supreme Court ruling. Whether that'll be successful or not, I don't know. I'm not an attorney, but I can't see those charges sticking. I'm not sure what the count of perjury is in regard to.
That one I'm interested in. That's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, because no matter what he did or didn't do, if he lied when he was under oath, that's a whole other matter, and he would have no protection there. Is this some way of punishing him via the system, making him incur huge legal fees, you know, the process is the punishment? I don't know that. I don't know what's going what went into the decision of the Broward County prosecutor to charge him with these things, but it was surprising. I don't think anybody had expected something like this. There was apparently, according to news reports, a 15-month-long investigation into what he did that day and what he didn't do. He was certainly not the only Broward County deputy who didn't follow protocol. Ever since Columbine, the tactics involved in these situations have changed. Virtually every law enforcement operation in the country changed what they did after Columbine. At Columbine, they set up a perimeter and waited, while people were dying inside. Ever since then, anytime there's an active shooter situation, police officers are trained to go in immediately and challenge the shooter to distract him, to occupy him, to keep him from shooting more innocent. The Broward deputies did not do that. They got there and they were ordered to form a perimeter and they waited. So with a combination of Peterson standing there, and there's a video of him doing it, with a stupid look on his face, staring into the camera while there's gunfire going off inside. And then when the rest of the more officers showed up, and again, they didn't go in either. They formed a perimeter. It was just a horrendous, tragic failure of training, followed by a massive cover-up by the Broward County Sheriff trying to cover his own rear end and make it he tried to blame the NRA for this whole thing, and it was just a joke, unfortunately. The Broward County Sheriff, Scott Israel, is no longer in his position because Governor Ron DeSantis, about one day after he was sworn into office, removed him for cause. So,
Interesting turn of events. Now, am I to suppose that the whole proposition here is that they did an investigation on this deputy alone?
Well, I'm sure they did. I would expect that they did. There was a commission that was impaneled, I think, by the governor to study the entire fiasco that was the lead up and response to the shooting. They looked at every aspect of this of issues. I think it was a 300-page report or something like that. And there were other county sheriffs on the panel, some of whom had been foursquare against arming teachers before they started their work. And at least one of them changed his mind. I think they voted 13-1 at the end to arm teachers so that they could protect their students in the case of, you know, the worst case scenario. And it was a devastating report. I don't have it all in front of me, but the Florida Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald did some wonderful reporting on it. And it was the result of that whole thing was just scathing. I'm sure that this investigation happened concurrently. Why it took 15 months, I'm not sure. It's pretty clear as to what he did and didn't do that day.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Let you finish that on the other side. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Also, what is very different than Teague? People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out. The binary trigger, it's well worth the price of admission. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Did you want to finish up that little part that I had to stop, or do you want to move on?
No, we could move on. I don't think there's much more to say about Mr. Peterson.
So please do, please.
Okay, well, you know, we have been told by President number 44 that mass shootings don't happen in other countries.
I know.
They only happen in the United States. Well, what happened in Australia today? A paroled convict was wearing a wristband tracking device to keep an eye on him while he was on parole, got hold of a pump-action shotgun, and strolled through downtown Darwin, Australia, and shot people. He murdered four people and wounded a fifth person. Now, number one, pump-action shotguns were made illegal back in 1996.
They were made illegal, okay.
Yeah, when Australia did its big gun grab after the Port Arthur shooting. Felons, particularly those on parole, aren't allowed to have guns. And yet this happened in the gun-free utopia of Australia. This is a place that is exactly the kind of thing that the Michael Bloombergs and the Shannon Watts and the Gabby Giffords and Vlad Everts of the world want to see happen here in the United States. But for some reason, gun control laws don't have a lot of effect on criminals. They tend to ignore them. They tend to do whatever they're going to do no matter what. This guy had a tracking device on him, for goodness sake. And who knows how, I seriously doubt it, if he walked into a gun store, he could have bought that gun anyway. So somebody had an illegal gun, one that's been around for at least 13 years, probably. This guy got his hands on it, and he just decided to go on a shooting spree. Again, President Obama said mass shootings don't happen in other countries, but apparently they do. So that was that. And then there was another interesting situation in Milwaukee earlier in the week. A woman has a
has a handicapped parking placard on her car. And the thing about firearms is they tend to produce a polite society. People who carry a firearm they tend to be the most law-abiding people in the world. This woman had a handicapped parking sign, and she didn't park in a handicapped spot. She parked in a pay-to-park spot across the street from police headquarters in downtown Milwaukee. Another gentleman walked up to her and started berating her about the placard because he didn't think she looked handicapped enough to have a handicapped parking placard in her car.
Oh.
She told him to buzz off, as anyone would.
Right.
He walked back to his car. He grabbed a steering wheel locking device. Basically, you've seen those club things, you know, the metal thing. Basically a metal club. And he came back, and he attacked her with it. That is, in anyone's estimation, a deadly weapon. She was able to hold him off with one hand, grab her licensed concealed carry gun out of her purse, and shoot him. She shot him in the leg. She said that, I'm screaming for help at the top of my lungs. No one would help me. I was scared. I felt like my life was in danger. This woman is directly across the street from police headquarters. We've said 1,000 times, when seconds count, police are only minutes away. Well, even across, you can't get any closer to a cop shop than across the street from police headquarters. She was quoted saying, I didn't want to shoot to kill. I felt like I didn't need to do anything more. All I wanted was help, and that was my help. So she shot the guy in the leg. And that's when an off-duty or an FBI agent who happened to be in the area came up, told her to drop the gun. They checked it all out, and she was cleared because it was a clearest case of self-defense. It was an obvious defensive gun use. And the gentleman involved who went nuts on her because of her parking placard, a Mr. Dreyer, I think his name, said, gee, I don't know what came over me. And he had first aid administered there, and he was charged with disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon and damage to property with a dangerous weapon. Sounds like assault to me, but I don't know. We'll see how that ends up. But it just goes to show you, of all places, you think you might be safe right across from police headquarters, but not even there. You never know, which is why we carry a firearm.
I mean, Amanda Collins, you remember her?
Yes.
College student got raped in the parking garage. She was in sight. She could see the closed campus police cop shop there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Exactly. You know, and most people aren't even that close. So they could be, at best, you know, what's the average response time in this country to a 911 call, something like 6 minutes? Mm-hmm.
11.11 minutes.
Oh, it's that long. Well,
yeah.
Think about it. Look at your clock and wait 11 minutes. Or look at your watch and wait 11 minutes. That's an awfully long time. There's a lot of bad things that can happen in 11 minutes.
Especially while you're being beaten.
Yeah, exactly. With a metal club, he could have caved your head in. He certainly could have killed her. Most people are killed with blunt objects. Most people aren't shot. So I don't know what came over this man, but something really ticked him off. But in any case, as I said, 11 minutes is a long time. You are your own first responder. You always will be. The police can't be everywhere. You can't carry a cop because they're too heavy. That's why you carry a gun.
Yep. That is very true. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. So I lost my train of thought. The bludgeoning. Whenever the 11.11 minutes, I've tried to figure out something that we could get ask people to do just something annoying or something, you know, aggravating that they have to endure for 11.11 minutes. I've never come up with anything. The closest I've ever come up with is to go to the, you know, those kiosks in the mall where the Chinese will do the deep tissue massage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about some pain, buddy. I mean, it feels great when you get done, but...
it does feel good.
Yeah, but those 11.11 minutes are painful.
Yeah, they're painful. Imagine if it's somebody instead with a baseball bat or a metal thing like that club trying to beat you over the head with it. Or somebody with a knife. Or somebody just who's bigger and faster, stronger than you are, pounding you with his fist, kicking you. This was a woman. I don't know how big she was, because most women are smaller than most men.
Yep.
Not as fast, not as strong. That's why a firearm is the great equalizer.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. For those of you that are interested and you want to catch the latest news as it happens, I mean, when he says breaking is minutes old, go to thetruthaboutguns.com, check out the stuff that young Mr. Zimmerman here puts out, and you will be very happy with what you see. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Go take care of that voice.
I will. Thanks.
I'm still trying to figure out what to do with mine. When we get back... the rant will continue. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.